to the TXF Weekly News Podcast. I'm Ralph Ivey. I'm a reporter with TXF, and I'm excited to take you through the headlines for this week in export and commodity finance. First things first, the top takeaways from TXF's Geneva Commodity Finance event are now available for all at txfnews.com. And this week, TXF is hosting another event in Berlin for dealmakers in the export and project finance communities. On to the news. And UKEF has signed a guarantee for a £370 million loan to Seaway 7 that will help the company compete for offshore wind contracts. It will also enable an expansion of Seaway's UK operations, with 100 new jobs to be created in Aberdeen's offshore wind industry. UKEF has covered 80% of the financing. HSBC coordinated the deal, with Citibank, Credit Agricole, DNB and ING acting as MLAs. Rwanda has ratified a $120 million direct loan from Kexim that will go towards the expansion of the Kigali-Muhanga road project. The facility will be repaid within 25 years with a 15-year grace period and an interest rate of 0.01%. Around 45 kilometres of road must be rehabilitated, while approximately 12.2 kilometres must be expanded to 4 lanes up from 2. Cesce has backed a $157 million green loan from Santander to Grenergy Renewables that will finance projects in Latin America. The all-in tenor sits at 10 years with an interest rate of SOFR plus 1.8%. An interest rate swap has also been agreed, with the cost of this linked to ESG targets. The German government has provided Siemens Energy with guarantees totaling 7.5 billion euros in a bid to help the company fulfil its order book. Banks have been reluctant to provide additional support to Siemens since S&P cut the group's credit rating to BBB- in the summer. Deepening problems have beset Siemens Gamesa, the company's wind turbine unit, and just last week it vacated a $200 million US manufacturing project at the Portsmouth Marine Terminal. A 15 billion euro package has been agreed with banks and shareholders as the German government looks to protect Siemens' status as a leading manufacturer of green technology. In commodities and trade, Gunvor has signed a $1.9 billion sustainability-linked RCF for its Swiss office that will go towards the refinancing of a one-year $1.4 billion revolver from 2022 and a three-year $280 million loan from 2021. ING acted as MLA and active bookrunner on the facility. Glencore has entered a binding agreement with Teck Resources to acquire a 77% interest in Elk Valley Resources, Teck's steelmaking coal business, for $6.93 billion in cash. The deal is subject to regulatory approvals, and Glencore has committed to maintaining activity in Canada. EVR produced 21.5 million tonnes of steelmaking coal in 2022, with gross assets totalling $13.4 billion as of September 30th, 2023. Glencore has also finalised a $400 million five-year on-lending facility for Tullow Oil. The facility will pay term SOFR plus 10% on drawn amounts. It will allow Tullow to address its outstanding 2025 senior notes and refinance its 2026 notes. Tullow has also agreed marketing and offtake contracts with Glencore for certain crude oil entitlements in Ghana and Gabon. Finally, BGN International, the Dubai and Geneva-based energy trader, is in talks with ECAs for a financing package that could reach close in early 2024. If the facility is confirmed, BGN will follow in the footsteps of a number of traders in diversifying its financing by tapping ECA support. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our weekly news podcast through your usual podcast provider, and you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the hashtag @TXFMedia. Thanks for listening.